אתם ניצבים היום כולכם לפני אדוני אליהיכם. ראשיכם, שבטיכם, זקניכם ושוטריכם, כל איש ישראל. We spoke last week about the Zohar HaKadosh in this week's parasha. Atem nitzavim hayoim dor Rosh Hashanah. Chazal were aware that we're going to read this parasha right before Rosh Hashanah. A year like this, mamish, standing Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, 3 days before the Yom HaDin, Moshe Rabbeinu tells us, Atem nitzavim hayoim kulchem. You are all standing here before Rosh Hashanah. Standing before Rosh Hashanah. We find that Chazal also make a statement about standing. A statement that we're very familiar with. Tzfas Emes writes in this week's parasha that the source for this concept that we always quote is actually found in this pasuk. Atem nitzavim. Rashi tells us, was at a big transformational point in Am Yisrael's history, going from the leader of Moshe Rabbeinu to the leader of Yehoshua. Davar acher, atem nitzavim lefishahoyi Yisrael yotzim miparnis leparnis. Am Yisrael was undergoing a big change in life, in Jewish history. Mi Moshe li Yehoshua, from the leader Moshe to the leader Yehoshua. Lefichach asa osa matzeva kedei lezarzim. Therefore they had this ceremony to galvanize them. Kedei lezarzim v'chein asa Yehoshua v'chein Shmuel. Moshe Rabbeinu made this ceremony as they hit this new episode in their lives. But it's interesting that Moshe Rabbeinu calls out and says, Atem Nitzavim. When I say Atem Nitzavim, Rabbi Yisai, who am I automatically excluding? You're excluding what? Yourself. Moshe Rabbeinu is saying there's something that applies to you, Klal Yisrael, that are now going into Eretz Yisrael, that are now undergoing a new leadership, a new lifestyle that doesn't necessarily pertain to my reality, but it definitely pertains to your reality and what you're going to face and what you're going to transfer into now. And he stresses the word Nitzavim. He stresses the word Nitzavim, which is standing. Zokta Heligus Fasemes, yes. They're going into Yeshua's leadership. They're undergoing a new leadership. And Moshe Rabbeinu ensured right now that they would undergo and bring this and build this matzeva to make sure that they were cleaned from the chet of chet ha'egel. Ki bnei Yisrael nechshelu b'chet ha'egel af al pichim le'nestalik Moshe Rabbeinu min ha'olam. Moshe Rabbeinu did not leave them till this point. Ad shetikdin v'he'imidon al omdom. Until he made sure that they would have a hakama, that they would be able to stand, they would be able to rebuild themselves, they would be able to resurrect themselves from the world of chet, from the desecration and the fact that they have dropped and they fell so far down from the chet ha'egel, and now we picked ourselves up. Zokt the Heiliges Fasemes. This was instituted for this new door. For this door that's now going to be, as Rashi tells us, under the leadership of Yehoshua. A door that's going to be involved in the challenges of cultivating, of attacking, of battling, Kiseit Lamochama, of all the issues that we face in a normal reality. But you know what you have right now. You have the source, Rabbi Yisai. What's the source? If I would write a Gemara, I would say, Minayin. You know, the Gemara always says, Minayin la this, Minayin la that. Minayin that you could, that Rosh Hashanah, you blow a shofar, Minayin la this, Minayin that. Minayin shemokum shebalei tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gumurim oimdim. How do you know that? What's the source? Minayin to the source of Chazal that a makum bali tshuva imdim, that the place that there's an amida for a bal tshuva, there is no amida for a tzaddik gom. Minayin. Minayin. Zok the heiliges vasemes in Tav Reish Lamed Tes in our parsha. Minayin. Atem nitzovim ayem. The amida. Mokum shepali tshuva oimdim. Ein tzadikim gmurim oimd. Moshe Rabbeinu is teaching us something that's relevant to you, not as relevant to Moshe Rabbeinu's reality. Not as relevant to the tzadik gomer, the tzadik shein kamo, lo kom kamoisha oid, to the world of the midbar. But Rabbeisai, you know and you now have an amida that's relevant to atem, not me. To atem. To the atem that's going into Eretz Yisrael, that's facing the world. And let me tell you something. You can get further than me. Your amida, your nitzavim, your now resurrection after the Cheda Egel, after the Chatoim, and the difficulties and the tribulations that you're going to face in Eretz Yisrael can actually surpass my own amida. So if I would say in my own language, Minayin lemakom shebalei tshuva oimdim, ein tzadikim gmurim oimdim, based on this Svasemes, I would say, Midichsiv atem nitzovim kulchem hayoim. From the fact that the Torah says, to Am Yisrael entering into Eretz Yisrael after Cheda Egel, atem nitzovim, look at where you're standing. Look at where you are. Look at where you have the ability to go get to. Because you're normal. Because you're human. Because you face the challenges of reality. But afal pichin, you do so, and you recover, and you return with the mitzvah of tshuva to makom shebalei tshuva imdim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I can't apply that to myself. I'm a tzaddik, I'm tzaddikim gemurim. But look what atem have. Look what you have. You have a nitzavim. You have the ability to surpass. You have the ability to be oimed in a makom that I can't be oimed. Rabbeisai, this is a theme throughout the parsha in many different areas that presents to us the concept of specifically about tshuva. Torah says in the end of the parsha, Re'ei nesati lechem hayoim es hachayim es hatoiv es hamoves ves hara. And what does the Torah say? A commandment hayidoy sibochem hayoim es hashamayim ves hara es hachayim ves hamoves nosati lefanecha abrocha v'aklola. What does the Torah say? Uvacharta v'chayim L'mantichya atov zarech. Uvacharta v'chayim. What is uvacharta v'chayim? You should choose life. Zokt Rashi, uvacharta v'chayim. Ani moira lechem shetivchuru b'chelek hachayim. I am instructing you to choose life. Ka'odom ha'omer livno b'char lecha chelek yofeh. Like your father would tell you, Max, no, don't take that piece. Don't take that book. Take that one. Don't take that prize. Take that one. Don't choose that door. Choose that door. Benachalasi, in my inheritance, umaamido, and he stands him upright, al chelek hayofe, on the beautiful portion, v'omer lo ezebror lecha, this is what you choose, v'alze nemar Hashem naschelki v'koisi ato tumech v'gorali hanachdi yodi al goral atov lomar ezek kachloch. Rabbi say, what was bothering Rashi? What's the definition of the words uvacharta b'chay? What's the definition of the word? Translate the words for me. Art school. What's the roots? Choose life. Frekta Talmud Rebbe. Choose life. Raiden, you give me options of different books. It's a little thicker, it's a little thinner. This one used more, this one a little fresher. Different options, different things on the table in the store. You can buy a Honda, you can buy a Toyota, You could buy a Ford, you could buy a Chrysler. Those are different choices. Different delicacies, different desserts. Choice, what do you want on the menu? Here are your choices. Here are choices. You could have choices of who you want less in this election. Want this or want that. It's not that I want. I just don't want this or I don't want that. There's different types of choice. All those are choices. That's Bechira. But Rabbi Isai, this is not Bechira. Is anyone in their right mind actually going to choose death? Is there actually an option over here? Uvacharta b'chai. Bechira automatically means there's two things on the table. There's two things that are being presented. Who in their right mind would ever opt and even have to even be swung in a certain direction that I choose life? I choose life, meaning real life. Rabbi Isai, what is going on with this pasuk? But what's even more perplexing, Isaac, is that Rashi is a mefarish pshuta shel mikra. When Rashi has to give mishalim, when Rashi has to explain and give you an idea, Max, that means Rashi is saying, listen, Rabbi Isai, I see this challenge in this pasuk, and let me give you a mashal. It's like a father who says, nah, choose this thing. Because the father knows what everything's made of. The father knows with his experience what everything's, what's involved in everything, what's behind the wrapping and everything. What's, I understand. Bachar to Bachaim, it's pretty basic. We should choose life. We should choose to live. Rashi's struggling. Rashi's saying, let me give you a mashal so you can deal with it. I understand. I got it. I got what Chaim is. I got what choosing life is. Rabbi Isai, what bechlal is going on in these psukim? The answer to this question, Rabbi Isai, lies in the Sfas Emes that we just introduced, the theme of our parsha. So appropriate for these days, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. The Magen Avraham tells us in Siman Tov Kuf Pei Aleph something striking that pertains to today, Rabbi Isai. Zok the Magen Avraham, the Baalei Toikeya, and the Shliach Tzibur should now, 3 days before Rosh Hashanah, be poirish themselves from the tumas of this world, from anything negative, any negative influence in this world, in order to be able to them to carry out their mission 3 days from now. Chassam Sofer writes that what the Magen Avraham wrote, legabe the Shliach Tzibur, and legabe what? The Baal Tokeya. Some Sofer writes, Bizman Azeh, now that everyone's being made to themselves in their own tefillah, and the Shatz doesn't have as much achrayas, or we have, unfortunately, Nebuch, we're on a lower level, everyone has this chiyav that the Magen Avraham quotes from the Shlah, that everyone has a chiyav right now to be poirish themselves for 3 days from the influences and the difficulties and the challenging adversaries of this world that try to bring us down. The Makomos Hatoma and the different mundane things that actually have an evil impression on us. 3 days. Friday, Shabbos, Sunday. Smogon Avram is talking to us right now, to each and every one of us. Rabbi Isai, I ask you right now, why 3 days? Where does that come from? What's 3 days? Good. We find in 3 days there was a preparation of Matan Torah. That's true. But the Svarim HaKadoshim explain an unbelievable pshat based on a Gemara in Sanhedrin that we did last year in the Rekiyas Limud. We gave shir on it. Aaron Zuckerman will enjoy this. Gemara tells us on Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph in Sanhedrin that there's a certain individual who's Pasul Eidus. That individual is called a Sone. If you have someone, Eli, you remember this, if you have someone who you hate, a person who you hate, Baruch Hashem, it's not usually a challenge, you don't usually give him a kibum at your chasana, he's probably not invited, but if he hates you or you hate him, so then what? He's possible to aid this according to Rabbi Yehuda. What is, says the Gemara, my soine? What's someone who you hate? So Gemara says, Soine Shloi Dibor Imo Shloi Sheyom. He had no interactions with him for 3 days. So Zok the Halig is Svar Makdoshim. Now you know why the Magen Avraham is quoting the Shloi, that you have to detach yourself from any world of chait, an extra effort, an extra motivation to try to remove yourselves from the struggles, from all those evil inclinations in this world, is that the Sitra Achra, the Yetzer Hara, who comes to be Mekatrig on you, on the Yoyim Adin, and be made, Al Pishnayim Edim Yomas Ames, and he looks for a second aid. And what does he have? He has all those Kitrugim that were created and Noveya from your Chatoim. So now he has Shnei Edim, Al Pishnayim Edim Yomas Ames. Sifrei Chaim, Sifrei Meisim, Munachim Lefanecha. You want to kill me? What do you need to kill me? You need Shnei Edim. So the Yetzer Hara has to be Mishtatif with the Malachim, with the Ketrugim that were created from your Averis. But Heiliger Rabbis, I have an Eitzah for you. What's my Eitzah? Stay away from them for 3 days. Don't create them for 3 days. Koshel Odiber Imer Gimel Yomim Havisayne. He's not a kosher aid according to Rabbi Yehuda. So therefore, Zog the Magen Avraham, make sure to be extra makpid these 3 days of Achana to make sure not to create any Ketrugim. My only problem, Schwartz, is that we paskin like Chachamim. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. It's a beautiful Vart. But we don't paskin like Rabbi Yehuda. We paskin like Chachamim. So how does this Vart make any sense? It's nice. Makes sense in the world of Rabbi Yehuda, and it's a great shot. But we paskin like Chachamim that a soyne is kashaleidus. So what's the pshat? I don't think it's sure. Because if you remember Rabbi Yisai, my favorite Gemara in Makis from last year. Vavim and Aleph. Excellent, Mickey. The Gemara tells us that if a person is Reitzeach another person, person tries to kill another person, he's puzzled to be made for that person. So Tosfos asked the Kasha, why is he puzzled? Who says that a Rotzeach is puzzled leidus? So Tosfos gives different dates. Tosfos says in one day, you know why he's puzzled? Because he hates him. And the person who's killed for sure hates him. He's a Sinai. Frekta Marashal Akasha. On the Tosfos there, quoted the Halacha in the Ktzais HaChoshen. Aber we paskel like Chachomim. A Sinai is kasha leidus. So what's Pshat in Tosfos? Tosfos is saying Pshat in the Gemara Alibadidon. What, the Marashal is going to say it's only going according to Rabbi Yehuda this day in Tosfos? Tosfos never said it's only going according to Rabbi Yehuda. What's Pshat in Tosfos? What's Pshat in the Gemara? Why is a Ratzeach possible to be made for you? Zok de Heilig Marashal, Zok de Ktois HaChoshen. Even according to Chacham, if there's a Soine Gomor, if there's Mamish, someone who's trying to destroy you, so then what? Then he's possibly this also. Rabbi Yisai, the one Soine Gomor that we relate to, that tries even at the last second, in the last 3 days, to bring us down, is who? Is the Sultan. You see, but it's not always clear to us how much he wants to bring us down. It's often presented to us that he's buddy-buddy with us. That he's actually our pal. That he's actually our peer. That he's actually trying to assist us. Trying to help us get ahead in life. Trying to advance us. Trying to propel us. But in Pnimius Rabbi Yisai, in the emes, in the ikur, in the core, he really is a soine gomer. And he is someone that you should make sure you absolutely detach yourself from and have no ability to be made for you. And he is possible, so that he should be, and your ketrugim should be possible aidus. Rabbi Yisai, we have 3 days. We have 3 days to recognize the vort of the Baal Shem Tov, that the Satan, as the Gemara in Shabbos, I don't have the Gemara in front of me, the Gemara in Shabbos says, Shoychet Mishumai Mechayev. One of my favorite words of the Baal Shem Tov. Shoychet Mishumai Mechayev. The Gemara is talking about in Hilchos Shabbos, one of the malachas on Shabbos is to be Shoychet. It's in the Mishnah. To be Shoychet on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, why is a Shoychet Chayev? So Rav and Shmuel have a machloikis. Why, if you shecht on Shabbos, are you Chayev? Does anyone know what the Gemara answers? Two answers. Either because Natilas Neshama, Dam, or because of what? Because you're being notal in Neshama, or because of Tzoyveya. Because you're coloring. Because the blood is going to ultimately color the skins of the end. Zok the Halak of Baal Shem Tov. We all read the Haggadah. What does the Shoychet mean? The Shoychet means the Malach HaMavis. The Shoychet means the real Shoychet. The person that's ushered to be shechted, the Shoychet. The guy who's trying to shecht each and every one of us. Shoychet Mishumai Mechayev. Why ultimately will he be punished for what he's doing? He's doing the right thing. God asked him to do what he's doing. He's just, Mickey, I'm just doing my job. I'm just doing my job. Zok the Gemara Shoychet Mishumai Mechayev. You know why he's Chayev? Mishum Tzoyveya. Because he colors things. Because he doesn't present things that he really is a Reitzeach. That he really is a Soinegon. That he really is Mavis. He presents things that are Chayim, that are really Mavis. Rabbi Yisai, Zok Tehele Getoira, Uvacharta Vachayim. Yes, there's a Bechira here. There's a choice. You know why? Because every Sheikhid and every Yetzer Hara is a what? Is a colorer. Is a person that creates image. It's colored television. It's colored, it's ink. It has a lot of ink in this world. Mavis looks like Chayim, and Chayim looks like Mavis. And the Sheikhid is constantly filled with Tzeveya and creating different images, and the pictures aren't clear. And that's why, in our world of Balei Tshuva, in our world of Atem Nitzovim Ayoim, Oimdim Ayoim, B'mokom Shebalei Tshuva Oimdim, you have a Bechira. You have something that's not entirely clear. You have a choice of Mavis and Chayim. That in reality, if we talk about it, we think about, what's the choice? What's on the table? What are the two options over here? You want to know why there's a choice? Because you're a Baal Tshuva. Because you're Atim Nitzavim Ayoy. Because you're Oymed here in a place, Moshe Rabbeinu says, that I didn't even stand. Because you're going to have the challenges with Yeshua in the door of Eretz Yisrael, entering in, that Mavis is going to look like Chaim, and Chaim is going to look like Mavis. And let me tell you, there are two things on the table over here. There's a lot of tzviya here. There's a lot of coloring here. There's a lot of unclear pictures over here. And even things that intellectually and when presented appropriately are clear as day, and they look like there's only one option and no two options on the table, Rabbi said, let me tell you, that's not reality. That's not the world that Yeshua is going to present to you. That's not the world that you're about to enter into with this new parnes, with this new leader of the door. There is a Bacharto. And know that there's a Tzoveya. And know that there's a Shochet. And know that 3 days from now, this guy is a Sony Gummer. And he wants to bring you down. So detach yourself from him. And make the right choices. And Rashi is driving at this Pshat, Rabbi Yisai. Rashi is saying, I heard from the Talmud Rebbe of this beautiful Pshat, that he's saying exactly this Pshat. Rashi is saying, you think, V'charta v'chaim, Mavis chaim, come on. I need a tzivoy for this. You're commanding me to choose life. Come on. Who? You make a decision to take a breath? You make a decision. Yeah, I have to instruct you when you come to the when a doctor comes and tells you, don't eat this, don't eat that, stay away from that, stay away from this. How come you never told me to breathe? How come you never told me to enter oxygen in my life? What you have a choice? You have an option? Yeah, I have a choice. And you just gotta have a choice. Because I'm gonna tell you now what real chayim is. What real your b'charta b'chayim. Chaim shel nitzchis. Chaim of meaning. Chaim of being dovik b'HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim of not getting caught up with Mavis. Mavis doesn't only mean
stopping to breathe or not being able to take someone's pulse. Mavis means living an empty life. That you'll ultimately leave with nothing and have no real enjoyments. Mavis means getting carried away with the mundane, with the material aspects of this world, with those things that appear to be so chayimdik, so awesome, so incredible. But once you really get entrenched with it and you get into that zone and you're left with nothing, Max, then you realize you're approaching death. That's real mavis. Comes along Rashi and he says, let me give you a mashal, let me explain to you what this. This is not as clear as you all think this is. Don't just translate this pasuk with the art school translation, choose life over death. Shkoyach, I know that you don't have to make a choice for that. No, there is a choice here. There is a choice here. There's a choice for getting to know what the sheichet, what the yetzer hara is all about. There's a choice to understanding sheichet mishamayim mechayev, sheichet is chayev because of tzeveya. So now the father comes and he says, I want to tell you to choose the beautiful portion, to choose the nice piece, to choose the part of my Yerusha that's going to give you an unbelievable life and an unbelievable Yerusha to your children. And I have to guide you with that. And there is definitely a choice for that. This is not literally oxygen versus not oxygen, pulse versus not a pulse, brain dead versus not pumping on your blood. No, no, no. This is the real chayim, the real mavis, that there's a bechira for, that unfortunately, even the choice is really unclear, and therefore we have to recognize this. It says we approach the Rosh Hashanah, 3 days, and we recognize that there's a lot of color in here, that there's a sheikhi that's going to try really hard in these next 3 days to be our buddy, to be our chaver, to be our confidant. Rabbi Yisai, he's a sheikhit. He's a mavis. Dig deep. Clear out the colors. Let's see what's really underneath all the coloring, all the paint. And make sure that we come into the Amun Aroim and there are no Edim left to mediate against us. Nimir Tzashem, it should be a schus, that there should be nothing testified to our detriment. And on the contrary, we decide right now. Baisai, Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos. When is the last time you say that for the year? Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos. What does that mean? Bless to us. Bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Es what? Es Hashana Hazos. This year. Raiden, what's the last time you say that? Sunday Mincha. Right? Max, you ever wonder why you do that? That mincha? What are you crazy? Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos. 5 minutes, the rabbi's going to speak. It's going to be Rosh Hashanah. What are you saying, Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos? Why are you saying that? It's a bracha levatol. Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana. The year's over, buddy. Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos. El's over. El is done. This is what the sheikh tells you. The year is over! L's over! It's 3 days! Come on, let's hang out! It's done! Rabbi Sai, that's the Shoichi Mishum Tzaveya Mechayiv! I can say the words! This is what you tell the Yetzer Hara. I can say the words! Baruch Aleinu Es Hashana Hazos! 5 minutes left to the Shana! A minute left to the Shana, those of you that are going to run in last minute to Rosh Hashanah davening. I hope not. I can say that bracha! Every second! Is a shana. That's the response to that tzoveya, to that sheichet. We have 3 days left. We have these 3 days to now set in who's kosher leidus and who's pasul leidus. Let's take advantage. Let's learn this parshu v'charta v'chayim to recognize there is a choice. There is definitely a choice. There are definitely options on the table. And we definitely have a reality and a difficult situation. And not necessarily the situation that they face in Dor HaMidbar or that Moshe Rabbeinu even faced. But we have the unbelievable ability to be Mekayim and to make a new Amida. To stand in places that even Gedoyle Doris weren't able to stand. Mokum shebalei tshuva oimdim, this place that balei tshuva stood. Ein tzadikim gmurim oimdim. You're a choyte. You slipped up. Guess what? Mazel tov. Atem nitzavim hayoyim. Moshe Rabbeinu says, look at what a schus you have. Take advantage to this parsha. Take advantage in these 3 days, in this shonen that you have, to stand in an area that I couldn't stand. To now be about tshuva. To now go to locations that I wasn't able to get to. To have an amida that surpasses my amida. Atem nitzavim kulchem hayoyim. Defeat the tzoyveya, defeat the shoychet, and choose the right bechira. And in mirtz Hashem, you will be zoyche to a shana azois that will be with iskarvus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with menucha, with nachas, with simcha, with bracha, with atzlocha in Talmud Torah, with dveikus HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu yitaretz kol mishalas libecha raboisai. One etza, toiva, that I give to each and everyone, in addition to what I just spoke.